Friday at the University of Alaska Anchorage, the nonprofit ANCSA at 40 Committee continued its series on the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971 with a panel entitled ANCSA Corporations Overcome Challenges and Enter the Global Market. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has the story.
Panelists included leaders of two Native corporations created under ANCSA and Alaska's U.S. Representative Don Young. Young says he and Native leaders pushed to get the act adopted, but the law Congress passed, he says, was not intended to succeed.
This was an experiment, and Alaska Natives actually fooled the people. They made it work.
Young says it's taken decades to fix ANCSA. The newly formed corporations incurred operational expenses immediately, but title to their lands was long in coming. 20 years after ANCSA, the federal government had transferred title to less than half the lands promised to the corporations. Without land to develop, the corporations struggled. Young says a 1984 amendment that allowed them to sell net operating losses to corporations that needed tax deductions helped keep them afloat. He says he has worked on 40 amendments that were critically needed.
The original act allowed, after 91, the lands to be sold, otherwise breaking down the Native corporate, the village corporations, taking the land away from the people by purchases. So we passed the 91 act. That was a very difficult act, but it kept the land as one body, 44 million acres of land, which is the key to this whole program, is the land. So we're able to do that. I think that's the most important one.
Sherry Beretta is board chair for Chugach, the Prince William Sound Regional Corporation, whose operations were devastated by the Exxon Valdez oil spill of 1989. Chugach filed for bankruptcy in 1991. She says even though government services contracts generate low profit margins, they helped Chugach turn around. Beretta says a Missouri senator who is critical of special provisions for Native corporations doesn't realize that government contracts allow managers to learn skills they can put to use in the private sector.
The thing that I hope people recognize is some of these village corporations that are just starting to invest in government contracting may not even be getting the benefits yet, because it takes time to build your capacity.
Beretta says Alaskans recognize that the corporations contribute to Alaska's economy by bringing their profits home, distributing dividends to Alaska Native shareholders, and developing Alaskan resources. Former Arctic Slope Regional Corporation Vice President for Governmental Affairs Oliver Levitt says since he retired a few years ago, his thinking has shifted away from the drive to make money and toward protection of tribal status.
When you think about what's happened to our Native tribes, why did we leave them behind? It was to be able to say that, yeah, we're doing a lot of things. But when I think about them, that, I think that'd be the, for the Native world, I think that'll be the biggest challenge, is how do we bring them back in?
Levitt says in the early years after ANCSA was passed, board members were more likely to be carpenters or electricians than financial planners or attorneys. He says today's youth have benefited from corporate scholarships and training and are better prepared than his generation was to handle future challenges, including issues such as protection of tribal rights. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.